The COVID-19 crisis has upended local businesses. Some closed due to government-mandated shutdowns, while others have closed up due to a lack of customers and revenue. But as restrictions have lifted across the state, some businesses are reopening in this new world of masks and physical distancing. What's out there to help businesses survive and thrive? ProService Hawaii is a human resources firm that offers hiring, managing, and training services to Hawaii businesses, including Hawaii Public Radio. As the pandemic set in, the company informed businesses about COVID-19 and helped guide companies applying for government assistance programs. It has also hosted webinars and guides for reopening and expansion, which are available for all companies, not just its clients. The conversation's Jason Ubai spoke with Ben Godsey. He's the ProServices president and CEO. They talked about common concerns that he hears from companies.
The big picture ones are, you know, where are they going to get demand from? You know, and how are they, that they had a business that was, you know, if it's in restaurants or retail, you know, it has a certain cost structure, and now the flow of traffic is going to be different. And so the economics of the business are different. And so every business owner is trying to rework their business model to ensure that it's going to be one that's going to be sustainable. The big concerns are a lack of clarity on, you know, when will tourists return? And, you know, and therefore, you know, what's the level of demand that's going to be available for a business, you know, and with that uncertainty over, you know, where are the customers coming from and what are they going to buy, they're, you know, they have questions about how to plan their staffing, and, you know, which people to, you know, to build the business around, you know, how do they bring people back if they laid people off or furloughed them. Others are thinking about it differently, where they're looking at their business and saying, our long-term demand is going to be significantly lower. And do we go from having people who are furloughed to, you know, to laying people off or firing them, you know, having to let them go? And so, you know, it really does differ by business, but every business owner is, you know, needing to take the time, and we're working with them to have them take the time to think strategically, not just about the next few weeks and month, but to look longer term and try to plan forward, you know, through the rest of the year and looking into next year, and how are they judicious in reopening their business. Many businesses right now are deciding, you know, maybe not now is not the time to fully reopen, because it costs a lot to reopen. It's very expensive to, you know, to cover the cleaning costs, for all of the new regulations, and you're going to have reduced demand. So others are looking at different hours. Others are looking at different delivery models. Do they move significantly online? So it's different for every client, but it's about what is the right approach to being in business right now.
One of the things that, as far as workforce goes, a lot of people have been working from home if they're able to. Do you think this shift to remote work is a permanent thing, or is this just a temporary as the pandemic increases? What do you hear from business owners?
It's absolutely going to be permanent, and it's circumstantial. Like, not every business is, you know, is going to remain in a remote capacity. You know, some businesses will go fully back to everybody in the office, but some businesses, perhaps many businesses, will be much more flexible with that in the future and allow more employees to work from home or work more flexible schedules. And some businesses will give up office space. Absolutely. There, you know, there will be a shift in, because office space is expensive. And, you know, particularly as businesses are looking to cut costs, you know, they will look at whether or not they can be effective with less space. Again, not everybody. You know, many businesses will go 100% back to normal office environment. Just as equally, many businesses will permanently change their approach to, you know, to the rigidity by which they keep people in the office. They'll become much more flexible, or they'll go completely virtual.
I did have a question on hiring and training. How can businesses conduct that safely? Most people are used to coming in for an interview, doing all that in person, but how can they do this virtually while finding the right candidate and getting the right feel for an employee?
Well, I think that the interview process is quite easy remote, you know, with the technologies that people have adopted, you know, Zoom meetings, Google Hangouts, things like that. You can do plenty of interviewing. What's harder to do is to have work shadowing, or, you know, somebody come and can try out the job. You know, and some work has to be on site and some can be remote. So, you know, people who need to do customer service work with their hands, obviously, you know, that's going to be an environment where they're going to be present. And there, in order to interview and hire, you're just going to adapt the same processes as you would for your existing employees. You're going to maintain maintain social distancing and the other safety protocols, and conduct the interviews and the trainings in that way. But you know, many people are going to be able to go through the hiring process fully remote. You know, and now there's technology, HR management software that can manage the entire process remotely, right on through to people getting paid, you know, trained online and paid online. But what gets hard is, hey, how do you know what your peer is good at? You know, how do you get to know them in that social situation and kind of know that informalities of how work gets done? That becomes a little bit more challenging and takes effort on the manager's part to ensure that employees learn those little things that would have just happened innately when, you know, people were in the desk next to each other, or sitting at a table at lunch at the office, if they're working remotely. I think that for all employers, you know, what I would emphasize is to keep taking time to forecast out your business. And forecasting out your business is different than a budget. It's really looking at current demand. It's looking at current, you know, kind of what's selling now, what are the margins on that, how will your business perform, you know, if those products and services do well and other products and services don't, and really have clarity for what your business model is going to look like and how you staff for that and how you cover your other fixed costs like rent and equipment and things like that, so that you don't get surprised because the environment is so different. If you're surprised, usually it's expensive and it's hard to recover from that during, you know, a period with as much change and adversity as we have right now. So look at your business strategically on a regular basis and replan your plan and think it all the way through to, you know, hey, who's on shift next week? That's one of the most important things for ensuring your business has the best chance of thriving over the coming months. And the second thing is, you know, if you haven't taken advantage of all of the assistance programs, to look at them again. They're not front and center in the news right now, but there are still significant assistance programs that are available for employers. And the dollars, you know, it may not be enough to cover every expense you have, but every little bit helps.
That was Ben Godsey, President and CEO of ProService Hawaii, talking about reopening businesses during the COVID-19 crisis. To see the company's webinars and guides for employers, visit proservice.com and our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.